Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm glad to see that our comments have provoked a great deal of discussion today, and that we can continue that discussion. First of all, I'd just like to make a quick clarification based on the statement from the distinguished representative from the Russian Federation. It's possible the translation wasn't quite on there, I'm not sure, but what we said this morning was that activities that might not be unlawful can nevertheless be irresponsible if they lead to threats or the perception of threats from other states, or they lead to an escalatory situation that could lead to further disputes or conflicts. There's nothing inconsistent with international law about that position. Just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should do it. And it is certainly not responsible to try to push the line of legality by engaging in ever more provocative conduct until eventually you elicit a response. Rather, it would be much more advisable to open dialogue between countries to discuss what would be considered responsible behavior, engage in that behavior in such a manner that everyone is reassured that your actions are not threatening or not dangerous. With respect to the reference that I believe the delegate of the Russian Federation made to Article 6 and demilitarization, I think perhaps there was also an error there. I presume that he meant to refer to Article 4 of the Outer Space Treaty, perhaps. And in that case, it should be pointed out that paragraph 1 of Article 4 does not use the word militarization at all. It is not a demilitarization of outer space in any way. It is simply a prohibition on the placement of a certain discrete form or category of weapons and nothing more. Indeed, militaries have used outer space since the dawn of outer space exploration, and that is not prohibited by the Outer Space Treaty. Furthermore, simply because there is an article in the UN Charter 2.4 that prohibits the use of force doesn't mean that international humanitarian law is unnecessary or does not apply. And that is relevant on Earth, the sea, the air, space, and anywhere else that human activities take place. Indeed, it may be somewhat difficult to apply an established body of law to a new domain or a new action. But with respect, that is the job of lawyers and jurists, is precisely to apply international law as it is written, as it is conceived under customary international law, to new situations and new human behaviors. We do not shrink from this task or submit that the law no longer applies simply because a new activity has arisen. Instead, we struggle with, we discuss, and ultimately we attempt to arrive at an understanding of how that body of law applies to this new domain of human activity. Therefore, I will reaffirm, as many delegations already have done, as the delegation of the Philippines has done, that international law applies in outer space, which is stated explicitly in Article 3 of the Outer Space Treaty, and international law does include international humanitarian law. Therefore, it does apply in space. How it applies is certainly a concept that we may need to grapple with, but I don't believe that is necessarily the role of this OEWG. Our role is to discuss and perhaps make recommendations on norms, rules, and principles of responsible behaviors to reduce threats in outer space. Thank you, Mr. Chair.